Hi everyone, this is John Frank, Editorial Director of Private Label Buyer, welcoming you to the latest Private Label Buyer podcast. This podcast is one in a series we're doing leading up to the big Private Label Manufacturers Association conference here in Chicago in November. With us today is Matt Walker. Matt's Director of Marketing with private label beverage maker Clistar, and he's going to be discussing trends in his part of the private label world, as well as telling us a bit about his company and its role in private label. Clistar, the nation's leading manufacturer of private label juices, was recently acquired by Cut Corporation, the nation's leading manufacturer of private label carbonated soft drinks. The new Cut holds the unique position of being a true partner with retailers across the U.S. Cut's expansive portfolio offerings, cross-category marketing expertise, and nationwide footprint make it a smart, unique, and refreshing value choice to its retail partners. Hi, Matt. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, John.
Let's begin by discussing what you see ahead for private label the rest of this year and into 2011. What major trends and developments should we expect from private label?
Well, I think it really depends on which category you're looking at.
Okay.
But as a whole, the private label beverage industry has grown in such a significant manner over the last year to 2 years, and even further back than that. What you're really going to start seeing from the private label industry, regardless of beverages or food or whatever category there is a lot of new innovation. With the strength that private label has now and the consumer acceptance that we have, you're going to see a lot more flexibility, a lot more innovation from folks that have in the past been really fast followers and very good at it. But in the future, and as far as the category expertise, what you're going to see is retailers really depending on private label manufacturers for an unbiased strategic direction in that specific category or throughout the entire store. In my branded background, I know the criticism that brands often receive is they'll supply data and expertise to the retailer, but they're a little bit one-sided, a little bit self-serving. And because of private label strength and creating that retailer brand from the ground up, we all have a vested interest in the success of that retailer. So we do give that unbiased marketing and category expertise to actually help the retailer partner with them to grow their business.
So you see private label manufacturers becoming much more strategic partners with retailers rather than just tactical or just suppliers, in effect.
Well, exactly. You know, and it's kind of the move that Cut Corporation has been making as well over the last years is this move to become a true partner in everything that we do. And we will supply our retailers with category data that may or may not apply directly to our category or our segment of business, because we truly do feel that that retailer, the more successful they are, the more successful we will be.
That's a great point. I mean, do you think consumer perceptions of private label have changed? You mentioned retailers' views of them are changing. How about on the consumer side?
Well, absolutely. The consumer really is the driver of everything that we do, everything the retailer does, and to a certain extent, everything the brands do. The consumer has realized over the past few years that private label is not generic anymore. It is not just a low-cost option, and it's that true meaning. You know, the economy, quite frankly, has forced people that were not in the past private label beverage or private label category buyers to purchase those products. And due to the high quality and just great beverages that we make, we've seen this, and I know other industries have as well. Consumers, through the kind of the forced transition into a lower cost option, have started to realize the total value of private label manufactured products in all categories, and it's really because of a redefinition of value. People want to save money, but what they don't want to do is save money just to save money. They still need a high quality, high good tasting product, and what they're realizing, those who haven't been private label purchasers in the past, is that private label manufacturers have at least come up to the level of branded beverages in our category, mm-hmm. as far as quality, and in many cases have surpassed them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I do think that, you know, to kind of answer your question, I think the consumer obviously has changed their mindset, and that is one of the struggles that brands are going to see in the future, because that mindset is not easily changed.
Mm-hmm.
And now that a private label is in a position of strength, that is a hard mind to change. You will see some gravitation back towards brands, but in a smaller extent because of the high quality and high value proposition that private label supplies.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be permanent consumers of private label beverages, you know, non-food products, everything.
Right, and even after the recession ends, I mean, is this
absolutely
recession dependent?
Well, one of the highest growing demographics of private label purchases is those higher income folks making $100,000 and up.
Yes.
Those people can afford to buy brands.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're realizing is, I'm a smart, intellectual consumer, and even though I have money to spend on a brand, why waste it?
Right, there really is a consumer mindset change out there.
Correct.
Let's shift gears a bit and talk about the upcoming Private Label Manufacturers Association show here in Chicago. What's your company going to be doing or showcasing at the show? What do you have planned for us?
We kind of have a dual focus. One of it is product based.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to show, you know, smoothies with plant sterols, some fruit and vegetable juice with green tea. We're also going to be highlighting energy drinks and energy shots,
mm-hmm.
Coconut water, which is one of our most recent.
That's a very hot product right now, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely. It's still a fairly small category,
mm-hmm.
but it's growing very, very rapidly. And, you know, our feeling is, and in our industry, is that if you're not playing in this particular segment, you run the risk of being seen as irrelevant in that specific category.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and then the other purpose of this is really to introduce the new COT.
Mm.
COT Beverages is a very strong number one private label CSD manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the number one CSD private label CSD manufacturer, the number one juice manufacturer. So I mean, we really have expanded the kind of the power of our portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
To our retailers, and we want to make sure everybody knows that.
Oh, okay. So a big, we should expect a big booth, big displays, touting all of that?
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, another aspect I kind of forgotten to mention was we are also going to be talking about a lot of packaging sustainability. I mean, we all know that the environment is crucial, not just for business, but also for just the well-being of our consumers.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are going to be showcasing some of our lightweighting and our packaging, some of the carbon footprint compared to some of the not so carbon friendly packaging out there as well.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned innovation earlier. There's a lot of innovation going on the packaging front too, isn't there?
Absolutely. Yeah, it really is. Again, you know, I think I had mentioned earlier that consumer drives everything.
Mm-hmm.
And as the consumer becomes more aware of the impact of what they're drinking or what they're eating, that waste, they want a better option.
Yeah.
Now, they want it for the same price, and that's where private label comes in handy, because we do operate on a slim, you know, very, I'm not sure what the word is for it, but a very efficient model.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we force our suppliers, our packaging suppliers, anybody that has any contact with us, to have some sort of a green footprint, or at least is working toward that green footprint, so that we can manage our image as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And ensure that the consumer knows that just because they're buying private label doesn't mean we don't care about the environment.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great approach and a great point. I mean, as you said, we've already seen some consumer pushback in the bottled water area in terms of packaging, and it's definitely good to be proactive and address that issue before it spreads to other beverage categories.
Well, and I think it's just a point of being socially responsible as well.
Mm-hmm.
We probably shouldn't have waited for the consumer interest to get to this point,
mm-hmm.
but it's been a great catalyst for us to say, this is really important. Let's be good stewards of the world.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's great. And consumers appreciate that. I've seen study after study that say consumers want to do business with companies that they feel are socially responsible, and that it does make a difference. Well, great, Matt. We'll look for you at PLMA. Thanks. We're just about out of time, so let me say thanks, Matt Walker from Clifstar, for joining us today. We'll be, as I said, looking for you at the PLMA show, and we invite our listeners to not only listen to this podcast, but to all the podcasts we're doing leading up to that show. You can download those at privatelabelbuyer.com, and we hope you all enjoy them. And again, thanks very much, Matt, and we'll see you in Rosemont.
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.